With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nothing can quite match the death of a well-loved character, especially if it was unexpected. The feeling that washes over you when you realise they're gone is unmatched. That is, if they actually stay dead and don't reappear after some elaborate ploy is put in place. I'm Amy from What Culture, and here are 10 outrageous ways famous TV characters came back from the dead. 10. Tony was saved by a missed artery. 24. Tony Almeida was Jack Bauer's trusted partner for 5 seasons of 24. He was a loyal friend and a brave agent, but even he couldn't avoid the season 5 character cull. Halfway into the season, a complicated series of events finds Tony with a syringe full of poison standing over the unconscious body of his wife's killer, Christopher Henderson. Tony can't bring himself to be a murderer, though, which gives Henderson time to wake up and stab him in the heart with his own needle. Jack then arrives in time to cradle his friend as he dies. Fans complained that Tony didn't get a silent clock, a sign of respect for a deceased character, and argued that that meant he must be alive somehow. Well, in season 7 they got their wish and Tony returned as an ally slash villain. It's explained that Henderson intentionally missed Tony's artery so that he could recover his body and brainwash him against Jack somewhere down the road. Some mercenaries secretly revived him minutes after his death, and after Henderson's death they adopted him into their team. It's a daft explanation, and missed the artery would actually go on to become 24's equivalent of Nuke the Fridge. 9. The crew was saved by a time paradox. Red Dwarf. This beloved British sitcom follows the crew of mining ship Red Dwarf as they try to get back to Earth after becoming lost in deep space. The crew includes the last man alive, a hologram of his dead crewmate, a catman creature, and a neurotic android. In the season 6 finale, the crew came face to face with their future selves, who had become corrupted thanks to a time machine that allowed them to travel anywhere in history. The two groups get into an argument over using the time machine and end up fighting, and the final scene shows the good group being blown to bits in their spaceship, and then the credits rolling. Fans had to wait over 4 years for the show to return to find out what happened. Lister explains the overly complex reason for their survival in the opening scene. Because their future selves killed their younger versions, that meant that they couldn't have existed to kill themselves in the first place, and thus the timeline was returned to normal. Which is definitely not how that would work, but you know, let's just go along with it. 8. Agent Coulson was saved by alien surgery. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agent Coulson put a human face on the S.H.I.E.L.D. organization, and became a favorite thanks to his appearances throughout Phase 1 of Marvel's Cinematic Universe. Whedon is no stranger to killing characters to increase the emotional stakes, but his options were limited in the Avengers. He couldn't kill any of the heroes, and poor Coulson was the only other character the audience had a connection with. So, in a confrontation with Loki, he met the sharp end of a pointy staff, and his death gave the Avengers the push they needed to work together. This made the announcement that Coulson would be the lead in spin-off show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. a little bit confusing. The show reveals that Coulson was dead for a few days before being brought back to life with mysterious alien surgery, which was so horrible that his memory of it was erased. In a universe with thunder gods and giant green monsters, I guess it's as good an explanation as any. However, Joss Whedon does feel that Coulson's return was a bit of a cheat on the audience, and he stated that in the world of the Marvel movies, Coulson is still considered dead. 7. Harold Bishop was saved by a fishing trawler. Neighbours. The cuddly old Harold Bishop was a recurring character on Aussie soap Neighbours for many years, but in 1991 it didn't look like he'd be sticking around for so long. Harold and his wife Madge went on holiday together, and decided to take a relaxing stroll along a coastal path. Madge gets distracted chatting with a stranger at the cliffs, and when she turns around, Harold is nowhere to be seen, and she later finds his trademark glasses near a cliff edge and yells out his name to the sea. He's presumed drowned and the body's never recovered, that is, until he showed up again in 1996 as a Salvation Army worker named Ted. We learn that after he fell into the sea, he was rescued by a trawler, and that he suffered complete amnesia from his accident. He and Madge are reunited, and through counselling, his memory starts to return. So it looks like a happy-ish ending then, until Madge was diagnosed with cancer and died a short time later. She did come back as a ghost, but that's a whole other story. 6. Sherlock always planned to fake his death. Sherlock. A character that needs no introduction, the BBC's modern-day take on Sherlock Holmes has made Benedict Cumberbatch a national treasure. At the end of season 2, Sherlock is forced to jump to his death from atop a hospital roof, or his nemesis Moriarty will have his friends killed. Having no other choice, Sherlock gives a tearful final call to Watson, who watches from below as Sherlock plunges to his death. He runs over to inspect his friend's lifeless body and gives a moving speech at his gravestone, and this all would have been incredibly sad if Sherlock himself wasn't watching from afar at the end of the episode. Season 3 reveals that Sherlock always planned to fake his death so that he could investigate Moriarty's criminal network in secret, though how exactly he pulled it off is still up for debate. A number of versions are offered, but Sherlock's final explanation seems the most likely. It involves a crash mat, a fake body, and a squash ball, but the show casts doubt on that version too. We'll likely never know exactly what happened, which is in itself a clever way of getting around the question of how he did it. 5. The Power of Cthulhu keeps bringing Kenny back. South Park. Kenny is the fourth member of the South Park gang. He comes from a poor family and has his face obscured by a hood most of the time, and he dies. A lot. Kenny has died so many times that it's easy to lose count, but some of the most creative deaths include being impaled on top of a flagpole, being crushed by a lava ball, drowning in a river of pee, being mauled by turkeys, and getting his head chewed off by Ozzy Osbourne. But he always comes back as good as new for the next episode, and the show finally provided an answer for how this happens in season 14, where Kenny explains that he can never actually die. He kills himself to prove his point, but nobody remembers it when he comes back to life. As it turns out, his parents joined the Cult of Cthulhu. They only went for the free beer, but ended up becoming a part of it. And for that reason, Kenny is immortal, somehow. 4. The body wasn't Den Watts after all. EastEnders. Den Watts was an iconic character in long-running UK soap EastEnders. A villain everyone loved to hate, this eventually caught up with him. After getting involved with nasty gangsters, Den had to flee the country. In his last episode, he walks along the canal waiting to meet his family one last time, but is shot by a hitman and falls into the water. His body is identified a year later. Until, that is, he shows up alive 14 years later. He survived being shot and his attempted killer was murdered and dumped into the canal instead. His body was mistaken for Den's, who then went into hiding in Spain. So Den came back and was a huge douche to just about everybody, and was eventually killed again by his wife a couple of years later. We can't say he didn't have it coming. 3. Buffy was saved by magic. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Joss Whedon strikes again, but of all characters you'd expect to die on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Buffy herself would be near bottom of that list. In the season 5 finale, Buffy has to stop an interdimensional portal from being opened, which would unleash literal hell onto Earth. An easy fix would be killing her sister, whose blood is the key to opening it. But that's not Buffy's style. She realizes that she can stop it herself, and hurls herself into the portal to close it. Her friends later gather around her lifeless body, and she's buried with a headstone that reads, "She saved the world." A lot. Fearing that she's now trapped in hell, her friends decide they have to bring her back in season 6. They successfully revive her using magic, only to realize that she was actually at peace in heaven the whole time. She's traumatized by being ripped from pure happiness and thrust back into a world of pain and suffering, and slips into a severe depression because of it. So yeah, way to go, buddies. 2. Bobby Ewing only died in a very elaborate dream. Dallas. Bobby was the brother of nasty oil tycoon JR and Dallas's primary good guy. The conflict between the two men drove most of the drama on the show. Bobby was originally meant to die in the first season, but he lasted all the way to season 8 instead. A complicated love triangle with his sister-in-law Catherine led to her running Bobby down in a jealous rage when he became engaged to another woman, and he later died in hospital. Then the next season dealt with the fallout of his death. This is until, in probably one of the most famous retcons in TV history, his ex-wife Pamela wakes up to find Bobby having a nice shower at the end of season 9. It's revealed that Bobby's death and the season that followed have just been an elaborate nightmare Pamela was having, and Bobby is alive and well after all. Bizarrely though, Dallas's spin-off show Knots Landing kept Bobby's death as canon, as events on the show were closely tied to what happened on Dallas and they couldn't untangle that particular narrative knot. 1. Sarah is undecapitated due to fan backlash. Prison Break. Sarah was a doctor at Fox River Prison in the first season of Prison Break, where she formed a romantic relationship with the show's hero, Michael Scofield. She later went on to help him and his brother escape. In season 3, Sarah was kidnapped by the evil company chasing the brothers. They use her as bait to make the two men do their bidding, but when they fail a task, she's beheaded as punishment. Her head is sent in a box to the brothers in episode 4, and Michael swears he'll avenge her death. Well, it turns out he didn't need to make the effort, as season 4 reveals that her death was faked. She escaped and a different corpse was used for the head in the box, and it was a real stroke of luck that the head looked exactly like her too. Her abrupt death was in response to a contract dispute with actress Sarah Wayne Callies that just couldn't be worked out. However, due to fan backlash, the show brought her back a season later with her head miraculously reattached. God, modern medicine really is a wonder.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.